This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. In the U.S., commercial fishing generates billions of dollars a year. It's been big business in Massachusetts for a long time, thanks to one fish in particular, cod, as in Cape Cod. But after decades of overfishing that species, a lot of fishermen in the Bay State are struggling. Some of them want to build a new market for a fish that's so abundant, they have to try not to catch it. Shannon Mullen has more.
There's a 5-foot-long wooden sacred cod that's been hanging in the Massachusetts State House since the early 1700s. Back then, the saying went that cod were so abundant, you could almost walk across the ocean on their backs. Today, they're so scarce, the legal limit fishermen can catch was just cut by almost 80% to let the species recover. Nick Muto is head of the Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance.
When I started fishing 11 years ago, there'd be 6 boats here lined up right now to unload their limit of codfish. We caught 2. And we went 100 miles to go get them.
As Muto helps offload a day's catch at the town fish pier in Chatham, he holds up a 3-foot shark that he says could eventually help fill the void of cod. The spiny dogfish is so prolific that fisheries managers just raised catch limits to cull the population.
We use hook and line for them, and they're every hook for 600 straight hooks. They're that abundant.
What about when you're not fishing for dogfish?
They're still there in abundance.
But Muto says it's hard to make a living catching just dogfish. Fishermen get about 15 cents per pound for them at the dock, compared to $3 for a pound of cod. The issue is consumer awareness, or lack thereof.
People aren't used to it. Big problem is the word dogfish.
Andy Baylor is a wholesale fish dealer in Chatham, and he runs a tiny fish market and fry kitchen on the town pier. He says besides the awkward name, dogfish doesn't really look like fish until you cook it. The top markets are France and England, where it's battered and fried for fish and chips.
You got an English guy in here, it's like, oh yeah, great. Americans, forget it. But it's all about marketing. Make a nice product out of it, and once some people get a taste of something, they learn to enjoy it.
But Baylor says most fishermen don't have extra money for marketing, so his and other local businesses are stepping up to help. Alex Hay is a fish dealer and co-owner of Max Seafood Restaurants on the Outer Cape. This summer, he's putting dogfish on the menu at all 3 of his locations.
The restaurant always sort of breaks the ice, so to speak, and get people used to it there, and then maybe when they go into the retail counter, they'll say, hey, I had that in the restaurant. It was quite good, so maybe I can try that at home.
Hay says it takes time to grow the market for new types of fish. Remember tilapia? Fishermen are also trying to introduce dogfish to large-scale buyers, like prison systems and universities, to increase demand. But they don't see the dogfish replacing the sacred cod up at the State House, at least not anytime soon. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.